All right, so we will be reading paragraph 1 of 4SP442 in ARLAC page is 65.3. You start on the As the Crowning Act. So if you have any additional feedback or question, just be ready to open your mic. Okay, so if you're ready, we're gonna start. As the crowning act in the great drama of deception, it's a drama. But it's real.
Yeah.
Right?
That's the thing. You don't have to think about drama. See, in family or office politics or anything like that, it's always so annoying. That's the way it enemy does it. Try to keep you off your game, you know?
Yeah.
Keep you off the path.
Yeah. But this kind of drama is a, he said, drama of deception. Okay? And it says here, Satan himself will attempt to personate Christ. Okay, so this is the time when he will act like, you know, Jesus like that.
Yeah.
The only difference, he cannot copy the, you know, when Jesus comes in a cloud like that. God will not allow it. Okay, what is this? 2 Corinthians 11:13-15, Brother Jesse posted. 2 Corinthians 11:13-15. For such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ. And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Therefore, it is no great thing if his ministers also be transformed as the ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their works.
You know, what I find interesting is that you can't see that. Here to come out of the eastern sky, even though that's where he declared his reign, his kingdom. It's like when Caesar first crossed the Rubicon and then became Caesar, you know, the god of the thing, and then they killed him in Caucasus. Whenever someone crosses the boundary of someone's border, they're already defeated. He's already defeated. He came up here on his own eastern sadness and declaring like the Baal thing with the sun coming up. He's been saying for 6,000 years that that is his area of reign.
Yeah.
That's where Jesus splits.
Yeah.
Rubicon, if you want to call it. You know,
oh, Brother Anthony's hand is up.
Yeah. Hey, can everybody hear me?
Yes.
You know what I find very interesting about this statement is that in the other books, and you hear all the time, oh, Satan is going to impersonate Christ, but you notice here it says he'll attempt to personate Christ.
Yeah, attempt.
Which means he won't even be successful in, fully successful in doing that, but the deception at that point is already so, the deception is so delusive and so convincing at that point that he'll be looked at as Jesus.
Yeah. But the nice thing is the word attempt confirms the elect can't be deceived.
That's his limit. It's like he will try, but
if it were possible. And what they say, actually say, because it says if it were possible, it means it is possible.
Yeah.
Do they ever go to school and learn grammar?
Yeah, but
that's pretty obvious.
Not what it means. Yeah, but it just said he cannot split the stern stripes. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Brother Anthony. And Sister Stephanie posted Revelation 1:13-15. It says, and in the midst of the seven candlesticks are like unto the Son of Man, clothed with a garment down to the foot, and girt about the paps with a golden girdle. His head and his hairs were white like wool, as white as snow, and his eyes were as a flame of fire, and his feet like unto fire brass, as if they burned in a furnace, and his voice as the sound of many waters. He cannot copy that.
No,
no way. Jesse said, this is the real Christ. Yeah. Yes, yes. Yet the false Christ will be in the image of Caesar Borgia. Yeah.
Yeah. It kind of looks like Satan's trying to make everybody, convince everybody that he wasn't created. You know, he's a God.
He's a God. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Sister Hannah posted Matthew 24:24, for there shall arise false Christs and false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch that if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect.
Well, if you look at the paragraph preceding of what we started with this last week, we got that one section. Persons will arise pretending to be Christ. He gets the stage set is what he's doing.
Yeah, because even in the Philippines, we have one pretending he's son of God.
Which guy is that?
He's the Apollo Kibuloy. Kibuloy, you know. Yeah. But now he's under what? He's in prison now.
Oh, the government?
Yeah.
Natural.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, what would be the law he broke outside of being a religious law?
Child trafficking, like that.
Okay. Yeah, that's usually where they go. Like David Koresh said, he has to be the sinful version of the son. Mm-hmm. So he had 10 wives, and most of them were underage.
Yeah. In fact, in Hawaii, he has this private jet. Mm-hmm. Was confiscated because they have a lot of money. Bundle of money, they put it in the socks like that.
Yeah.
So they were caught, but yeah. You know, the follower there was in prison, but he got you know, freed.
He's
like that.
Still in there. Person.
Yeah, she's still there, but him in the Philippines now.
He's what?
He's in the Philippines.
Prison.
Yeah,
it's a little bit more difficult than American.
Yeah, I think so.
I mean, there's not the gangs and all that, but the living is harder.
Yeah. But, you know, maybe because he has money.
Yeah.
You can
get a couple of bucks and some
give bucks money. Some a couple of bucks. Yeah.
It also says, in different parts of the earth, Satan will manifest himself among men as a majestic.
Yeah.
Oh.
So, but he can't do it all at the same time. Right. He has to keep showing up.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Like, unlike Christ, when the real, our real Christ, the whole.
You see that?
every
eye shall see him, but he will only be in, you know, local.
This guy can't show himself to the whole world.
Yeah. It's not going to be like that, really.
Yeah, that's the one,
Buddy Anthony. Yeah. They put all those balls, cameras. What was the name? Was it Mount Perry? Mount Olivet. They ran in all these 20-foot poles with cameras pointing up.
Oh.
I'm expecting the second coming. Right at midnight and the date goes from 1999 to 2000.
Oh.
When all planes are supposed to crash. The Y2K. Every computer programming, that was a non-event. But there's not a lot of computer programming.
Yeah, during that time, so, right?
That was
yeah, Sister Danny posted, Satan will attempt to appear as this description given in the Revelation, as we will written SOP, so not necessarily will a Satan present himself just as Borgia. Okay.
Yeah, I'm that's such a white season. You know, that's what Satan's going to do, because everybody knows about Revelation.
The white hair.
I mean, Santa Claus, they're already testing the Santa Claus is supposed to be. So I got that one.
Yeah.
Blasphemies of Santa Claus and all those things.
Comparison.
Comparisons. And, but I wonder if when he gets these private gatherings and stuff like, because we don't know how long he's going to be standing there playing the beaches.
Yeah.
I wonder if he's going to all of a sudden show himself like Borgia, Caesar Borgia.
Yeah.
Like with the brown beard, pretty Jesus setting on here. But yeah. Who cares?
Who cares?
And here's another thing I wonder about. what will happen to Christians that hear about it and turn it on their TV?
So
I wonder if they'll be able to see through the television set.
Because there's a spell.
The television, small television.
Well, look at the rock stars and everything, and the women rock stars, when they're on TV, you know, people get...
They get transfixed.
Look, it's like they're going to be focused in there.
So maybe you could go after that. I want to turn on the TV.
I wish not.
That's why when that happens, you know, all the news will be there. Yeah. If you go maybe live in YouTube, they have this in TikTok or what, don't click it.
We won't be able to buy and sell by then. We won't have our TVs on. Well, you don't have TVs, but you want to have YouTube.
Yeah.
Why would you want to take a chance anyway? See that one wonderful site and give up all the wonderful sites Christ is going to show you on the way for that 7 days and we'll travel.
Yeah. Sister Denise posted in the 2 Thessalonians 2, 9 to 12. But it's nice. Even him whose coming is after the working of Satan, with all power and signs and lying wonders, and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they receive not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. And for this cause, God shall send them strong delusion, and that they should believe a lie, that they all might be dumb, who believe not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. Imagine that is strong delusion. That's Brother Stephen. Hi, Brother Stephen. Go ahead.
Hey. Yeah, on the point of how Satan is going to appear through, or might appear through the TVs, or the visual devices that we have, they could declare a national emergency, or not like that, but you know how they do the federal announcements that's similar to national emergencies. They could, if the worlds are uniting, or if the religion is uniting with the governments and Satan is controlling the governments, I wouldn't be surprised if they would do a national announcement through the phones about Satan's appearing. I'm not sure if that will happen or not, but it's something I think about.
Yeah, and I can even say that, for example, you turn your phone off now, they're still tracking you.
Mm-hmm.
A guy did a video on that where he had two phones and he walked through New York City, went to these buildings and went and did all the stuff, came back at the end of the day. One of the phones were on, the other was off. And both phones tracked. The one that was on tracked better, but the one that was off still tracked. And, like, for example, this tablet, and I think, because I have to look internally and see why it's causing this problem. But I had a laptop that did this too. You shut the laptop off, unplug it, turn it off, battery still goes down. Because the Wi-Fi is still looking for a signal.
Wow.
You know? And even if you can't buy and sell and your phone's turned on and you can't make a phone call, you can still 911.
Oh, yeah. So yeah, I can.
The other way too.
Yeah.
The phone will still work two ways. That way, right. Only the government can do it at that point. So, yeah.
Well, it's good. Yeah, thank you.
Call 911.
You can call 911.
And warn everybody, that's not the real Christ.
Everybody call 911 and talk to all the 911 operators. Give them an earful. Start preaching.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. TV and airport stores, hospitals, banks. But notice when you go to a bank, there's always a TV somewhere in the bank. So that when you walk in, you just naturally look up. But when you look up, did you ever notice there's a camera right next to the TV?
They're all over.
Everybody.
Yeah.
Chase doesn't have a TV, but
they got
cameras everywhere.
Yeah.
See them.
Yeah.
Everywhere now. It's like in China, the one you have video like that for like one minute.
Yeah.
Less than 1 minute.
What?
They can track you.
Oh, that one guy in the entire city of, I can't remember.
In China.
It was in China. And they tracked him in 7 minutes. Yeah. He hid in the city, and within 7 minutes, a massive city, because you know how China is. Everybody, they're born with cameras. I mean, every time they turn around, they always take a picture, right? And so there's cameras everywhere. They were the first ones that had that, you know, with the old cap ORA tubes, the CRT things and networks. So they've been doing that. Their whole society is.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's why they can get away with that credit score thing. Or,
So when the false Christ appears, the devil appears like this, it's still going to be the man reign?
Almost will have.
Oh, that's a lot of information for that one sentence alone. Praise the Lord.
Well, no, what Alex said, would it be one, let's say they catch you off guard, your phone goes on, and all of a sudden there's a picture of Satan acting like Jesus. Would that unintentional act cause him? No, I wouldn't think so.
If we know it's not him, you know, we'll just look away.
We're not going to be
staring at it.
Yeah.
If it is the word unintentional, you don't really.
It's like someone that just bolts in front of you, like a streaker at a football game or something, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you happen to see it, if you stare at it, check it out.
Well, yeah, that's different.
You know, because a lot of women will attract men like that. They walk up, dressed or undressed or whatever. But if you keep looking at it, there's the problem. And that's what they do with the commercials, the subliminal messaging.
Oh, yeah.
Where they catch you off guard and stuff like that. They started that in the 50s where they would put pictures of popcorn, M&M's, right during the movie. So that when intermission came, everybody was starving and they went to the other room to get the goodies. And it really works.
Yeah. Man.
It's on you. Wow. Jesse.
Jesse posted Gospel Worker 92. Page 457 and 458. The important future is before us, and to meet its trials and temptations and to perform its duties will require great faith, energy, and perseverance. But we may triumph gloriously. Not one waiting, watching, praying, believing soul, I like that, will be ensnared by the devices of the enemy. All heaven is interested in our welfare and awaits our demands upon its wisdom and strength. If any of us are not saved, it will be because we have chosen the service of Christ's great adversary, that is Satan, and the companionship of those who are his followers. The Lord is willing to do great things for us. We shall not gain the victory through numbers, but through the full surrender of the soul to Jesus, we are to go forward in his strength, trusting in the mighty God of Israel. Amen. Yeah, that's why we are, you know, the remnant. The little flock, right? You are few in number, you know, but Jesus loves us, you know.
So, yeah, there's others out there that believe the baby too. I can't wait to find them.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And, but you got to vet the daylights out, you know. Mm-hmm. I was approaching.
That's why we are not after on the quantity, it's about quality.
Yeah, he's only needed 12 apostles.
Yeah,
and he's only going to need 144,000 in hours.
Well, I don't think we're going to be looking for friends either.
No, we're not looking for friends.
Like the Christian friends, the same believers.
Because
when that fake Jesus comes, we'll see all the people bowing to him, and we know. You know,
who they are. You know who they are. You'll know what we're set. Did they jump out of their shoes, run into their bedroom or something?
Yeah, I'll be there.
Somebody talk?
Yeah, Brother Joe posted a verse, Matthew 24:26.
Oh, Matthew 24:26. Oh, Brother Joe, thank you.
It gave me a question because could this verse be used as to show that God's not going to allow Satan to just appear before men that are in the truth, but that he'll allow his agents to announce his appearing before so that all of those that know the truth won't be ensnared by looking at him? I'm not sure how that... It just came to my mind from reading that verse.
What is this? 24:26, wherefore, if they shall say unto you, behold, he is in the desert, go not forth. Behold, he is in the secret chambers, believe it not.
Yeah, and Jesus doesn't have to explain himself like when he's talking to Legion. He just says, go. One word, very short word, phew. and they left and went to the pits. He doesn't say here, Matthew, what's that, 20 plus
20? 24-26.
He's not saying, oh, and by the way, don't even look at your cell phones. He's telling us point blank, don't go there.
Don't go there.
Don't go there. No. So, because they're going to be inviting us to go. I mean, look at they're doing now with the so-called revivals.
Oh, well.
Thousands of people get baptized into the false theology. Sunday keeping, secret rapture, eternal life in hellfire. They're all being baptized into these false religions right now. Which is also going to make our job more difficult when we try to relate to them the real truth, just like with all the calendars being changed. The word Sunday is now the seventh day. It's on 71 nations. And yeah. The same one off. I took it off last night.
Wow.
One of the brothers, I think Joe, I think it was Fort Alex, one of the guys showed me that I don't know why I had that on. Yeah, I looked at it differently.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, Brother Alex said here, it's similar to seeking out watching videos of those that left us, then their explanation or philosophy can confuse and get you like what happened to others. Yeah.
Say, but Jesus wasn't kidding when he said in Matthew 18, treat them like the heathen and the publican. You don't go out and hang out with heathens and publicans, check out what they're saying. Let them say what they want. They're really eventually did. People that have been in this church long enough know they'll gather a couple of people alongside people that aren't studying. They'll fall and they'll go into it. And 6 months to a year, they just, they're gone.
Yeah, but for example, they are preaching, for example, 75% truth and then the 25% error.
Yeah.
So you got that 75% truth, but where's that 25%?
Even if it's 99%.
Yeah, and you don't know.
Yeah.
Where they know.
Yeah.
Yeah, even 99%. Yeah. Where's that 1%, you know, coming?
It's,
it's still.
Just enough.
Yeah, it's still dangerous.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like if you look at the Jesuit oath, especially the area where they talk about it's their duty to infiltrate the churches and be a Baptist to the Baptist, be a SDA to the SDAs.
Yeah.
You know, look at 99.9% throughput say, just 1% of error just to lock them in. But that's why a lot of people have issues with us. They get angry. They say, oh, we're too strict.
Blame the apostles.
Exactly. They say we're legalists, like that's a four-letter word. But it's, what do they call it? Tyrants.
Terrorists.
they too. Actually, they're terrorizing us. They think they're terrorizing us.
That's why even Paul, he's saying that false teachers are more dangerous than persecution like that.
Yeah. Amen.
Brother Gilbert said, you won't have to seek him. Chances are everyone around you will talk about it. Yeah. Because it will be broadcast all over.
Yeah.
Brother just said we need to try the spirits and investigate. Amen. Sister Hannah, we aren't going to be going out of our way to watch or look at Satan's deception or desiring to look, as we will be prepared for what is to come. I cannot help but thinking about how this verse will apply to us then too. 1 Corinthians 10:13.
Yeah, I mean, look at the people now that go, like the people that left our number. And it's not just the recent ones, but the last 25 years. Some people, they can't help themselves if they go. It's kind of like, you know, the drivers, what do they call it? Capers going on the highway, like if there's a car accident. People slow down so they can see some gore. Well, it's the same thing with these people that leave our number. Some of the people in the church go to their websites to see what they're doing. And when it comes to where Satan appears, they're going to want to check that out because they're used to a lot of seeing things Jesus said not to look at.
Mm-hmm.
Matthew 18 is pretty clear. You shouldn't go there, but if they keep doing it.
Brother Anthony, should we move on? Brother Joe?
Are you getting bored there, Anthony?
All right.
Okay. Is that a llama?
Before that, I'd like to read some of the verses here that was posted.
Amen.
Genesis 9:17, posted by Brother Ali. And it came to pass when they had brought them forth abroad that he said, escape for thy life, look not behind thee. Neither stay thou in all the plain, escape to the mountain, lest thou be consumed. Matthew 24:23, then if any man shall say unto you, lo, here is Christ, or there, believe it not. There you go. So point to the
Lot's wife.
Yeah.
She said, he says, don't look back. She said,
yeah, presumption there.
Yeah.
Point to the, Brother Gilbert said, point to the graveyards and ask, did anyone live yet? Okay. So maybe we can go. Okay. So as they're crowning up in the great drama of the Satan himself will attempt to personate Christ. And then the church has long professed to look to the Savior's advent as the consummation of her hopes. Now the great deceiver will make it appear that Christ has come. And in different parts of the earth, Satan will manifest himself among men as a majestic being of dazzling brightness, resembling the description that of the Son of God given by John the Revelator. This was the one posted by Sister Stephanie. Revelation 1:13-15. The glory that surrounds him is unsurpassed by anything that mortal eyes have yet beheld. The shout of triumph rings out upon the air. Christ has come. Christ has come. The people prostrate themselves in adoration before him. And while he lifts up his hands and pronounces a blessing upon them, as Christ blessed his disciples when he was personally upon the earth, his voice is soft and subdued, yet full of melody. Like when he was speaking with Eve.
Yeah.
Garden of Eden. Yeah. His voice is soft and subdued, yet full of melody. In gentle, compassionate tones, he presents some of the same gracious, heavenly truths which the Savior uttered.
Yeah,
99%.
That's what they want to hear.
Yeah. He heals the diseases of the people. And then in his assumed character of Christ, he claims, this is the one, he claims to have changed the Sabbath to Sunday and commands all to hallow the day which he has blessed. This is where, you know, really, will tell, it will expose his deception, especially for those who are part of the remnant. They will not deceive. They will not be deceived. Okay. What is this? Sir Dan said, exactly, we know the truth. Why look at the error and try to see if it's error? We place ourselves on Satan's ground to tempt us by doing that. Yeah, we're tempting the enemy to tempt you. So Satan is what is going to be in different parts of the earth while Jesus is coming where every eye will see him all at once. That's why Jesus Christ is God and Satan could never. Father Duane said Satan can use AI to attempt to make himself appear to be Christ. Yeah,
they are really perfecting that AI.
Yeah.
Really making it great.
Mm-hmm. They have a hologram as well, right?
That's why curiosity is danger.
Yeah.
Curious.
Curiosity.
Curiosity.
Yeah. Yeah, but you just said.
Just kill cats.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know, curiosity kills cats.
Yeah. But it just said, he cannot split the stern kind, nor will Christ's feet touch this wicked world.
Yeah.
But some,
if you're raising the desire of ages,
but some, yeah, but some are saying, oh, he's just hiding on the cloud.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Yeah. That's what happens when you forsake the fellowship.
Yeah. A lot of false, doctrines there now.
Yeah.
Yeah, he will not touch this his feet in this world.
Amen.
Yeah, but there, Ellie said, Satan will use the same lie, you shall not surely die when you look. Brother Alex said, he won't need that, demons can manifest.
Oh, yeah.
That is why spiritualism, yeah, from the now. Sir Anna, what that kind of curiosity shows doubt in the Word of God. Yeah.
Yeah. What if the Bible's wrong?
Yeah. What if the Bible is wrong?
Jesus really said, don't go there.
Don't go.
Then he did is already telling people to go out to the deserts because Jesus is appearing to Muslims. And there's a bunch of preachers out there saying that Jesus appears in the inner rooms.
Mm-hmm.
There's a guy that's on YouTube that said he had an all-night conversation with Jesus Christ in this living room.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow. So, well, again, he claims to have changed the Sabbath to Sunday and commands all to hallow the day which he has blessed. Brother Duane said, just follow scripture. Jesus said, don't go there the way he's coming back.
Yeah.
Yeah. Especially, Brother Joe said, especially to those that know little to nothing about the Bible. That's why we have to be in our Bible every day. Every day. He declares that those who persist, talking about Satan, in keeping holy the seventh day, are blaspheming his name by refusing to listen to his angels sent to them with light and truth. He's gonna be
convinced.
So they are blaming. He's gonna blame us. This is the strong, almost overmastering delusion. Okay, what else said? Proverbs 14:15. The simple believeth every word, but the prudent man looketh well to his going. Amen. 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 So this is the strong, almost overmastering delusion. And like the Samaritans who were deceived by Simon Magus, the multitudes, from the least to the greatest, give heed to this sorcery, saying, this is the great power of God.
Yeah. And the Lord allows it, because he gave them his Bible.
Yeah.
So he's got every reason to be ready for coming to plagues. He did everything he possibly could to get them to not fall for this.
Yeah. I think. But this is a comment on Proverbs 14:15 that this is why I say Christianity is plain rather than saying that it is simple.
Yeah, yeah? It's not rocket science.
Not rocket science.
Yeah.
Even a child can understand it. Okay, we're gonna go to next paragraph.
Wow.
All right. We only have what?
Four four three point one.
But the people of God will not be misled. Yeah, what? This is
the
good one. Yeah,
it's not
possible.
Yes, yeah.
Our state of
Bible.
That's why we need to
be
settled and grounded.
Amen.
Yeah, amen. Settled and grounded to the truth. We will not be misled by this delusion. The teachings of this false Christ are not in accordance with the scriptures.
That's why there's so many different Bibles.
Yeah.
No one knows which one is the scripture. All the other ones are just fiction.
All bogus.
Look at that.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't
know. And in the spirit of prophecy now, they have it edited.
They're editing that too because it's just as powerful.
Yeah.
Like, that's me too, when you realize, like, especially with the NIV, if you want to study prophecy, especially symbolism, and you go in the Old Testament, you find some symbols, you can't find the same word in the New.
Then you.
But they changed it.
So, yeah.
I mean, you can't even study prophecy.
Sister Danny commented on Hosea 4:6. Praise the Lord, he led me to do a study of Hosea chapter 4, 1 and 6. Praise the Lord. Earlier this week, due to someone telling me that my people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge, yet they never finish the verse.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what the people are doing. Even the false teachers are twisting the Bible or the verses like that. Even leading, taking out some portion of it. That's why rightly dividing the word of truth.
Yeah.
It's in Peter. What is this? Brother Anthony posted manuscript 173, 1902, paragraph 25. Just as soon as the people of God are sealed in their foreheads, it is not any seal or mark that can be seen, but is settling into the truth, both intellectually and spiritually, so they cannot be moved. So once you are settled in the truth, yeah, nobody can move you anymore. Just as soon as God's people are sealed and prepared for the shaking, it will come. Indeed, it has begun already. The judgment of God are now upon the land to give us warning that we may know what is coming. Yeah, that was written in 1902.
Yeah.
It started already.
Yeah.
The sealing.
That's why it's nice to look back in the past, even if you're young, to figure out what life was like before you were born.
Mm-hmm.
The young today think tornadoes, earthquakes, and hurricanes are absolutely normal. Why would you not create a planet that kills its own walls and people on it?
Yeah.
You still start going off the chart from the insights of the game. And there's documentation to back it up.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, especially with the earthquakes. There were earthquakes off throughout history, but as soon as the end times began, it got sad.
The dumpster
way off. Like what they call hockey stick.
Uh-huh.
You see the start, they call it a hockey stick. You see the
chart
goes
boom, which then goes up.
It was like a hockey stick.
Yeah, praise the Lord, Brother Anthony. Thank you for sharing this one. Yeah, statement I should memorize by now. I've been using it a lot. Oh, praise the Lord. Yeah, we have to memorize this quotation. It's really a lot of light in here. Brother Gilbert said, I ask Satan will be on the ground walking when he comes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Which proves how many people don't
buy
the Bible. Mm-hmm. Because if they read a Bible, they know Jesus Christ doesn't touch the earth. So he's a fake Jesus. But there's so
the fake
people that trust Ellen White's writings. So you got Desire of Ages, or the 1888 Great Controversy.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's in the 1911 as well, where it says Jesus does touch the
earth.
I thought it was just in the Desire of Ages, because it's actually in three books.
Mm-hmm. Oh, whether Stephen's hand is up.
Did you
need
to say something?
Go ahead, buddy.
Sorry. I accidentally put a period, and then I forgot that I had my own mic on mute, not just the telegram. But on the point of how deceived they really are, they're going to be abandoning a lot of their positions, because the secret rapture, you know, they claim that when Christ comes back, he's coming back secretly, right? But now they'll be abandoning that position as well as their own position that the Sabbath was done away with. So the absolute dismissal of their previous convictions, unfortunately, I believe will show where their heart is, because they'll just be using sophistry left and right at the end, because they'll be having to deny a lot of what they've previously spoken in their churches.
Actually, the last 10 years or so, a lot of them have already abandoned the position on the secret rapture, because some of the things they said were going to happen after they leave the planet have already started happening.
Mm.
So they can't explain it to their flock, so they just stop talking about it.
Yeah.
They got caught on that. But they'll abandon it big time. Like
big time.
Fake Jesus stands on the earth. Wait a second. Weren't we supposed to be already in heaven?
Why is he here? Brother Anthony?
Yes. So, what was it? Danny put, it's becoming more and more frequent that people who claim to know the Bible refuse to be obedient to one of God's own precepts, the Sabbath. I say this because I see people who are not obedient to the Sabbath commandment and do not and cannot have a true understanding of the scriptures. Thus, they are gaining supposed knowledge from anything that may talk about the scriptures, but do not really teach the truth. They study these other books about the Bible while they just read the Bible instead of the other way around. It's either error And they are so blinded to not know that it's wrong, or it's almost true or true enough to them for it to not completely discern that it's still error. But when it comes to the simple study of the scriptures, applying it to our lives in explicit obedience to what God commands in every particular, we will not be deceived. Amen.
I mean, amen.
But
that's prophecy.
Prophecy.
Yeah.
But then, you know, to what Danny said, it reminded me of, you know, like I was reading Christ Object Lessons yesterday. And you know, Pastor Nick, like when you always say the only way to understand prophecy or doctrine is to obey the God that wrote it, I read this particular statement in Christ Object Lessons and I went, that's why he says that all the time. It says this.
Amen.
It says Christ Object Lessons, page 112, paragraph 2. It says, disobedience has closed the door to a vast amount of knowledge that might have been gained from the scriptures. Understanding means obedience to God's commandments. The scriptures are not to be adapted to meet the prejudice and jealousy of men. They can be understood only by those who are humbly seeking for a knowledge of the truth that they may obey it.
Praise the Lord.
Can you email that to me?
Yep.
That's a nice bumper sticker.
Kind of bumper sticker. Yeah. Understanding means obedience to God's commandments. Yeah. See? So if you are obedient, then you will understand. Simple as that. Thank you, Brother Anthony.
Yeah, it's really easy to me how you got some people that are very intelligent, like the Mensa types. They won't study something as simple as scripture, but boy, they'll dig into books like Jasher or Enoch or even the Dianetics thing. The more intelligent it appears, the more they want to study it. Why? There's something as simple as scripture. You know?
Well, because they have this three little letter word at the end of their
PhD
name,
or
the PhD or DD.
MD or whatever.
And then they're gonna ask you what is your profession? Are you a graduate of theology or what?
No, because I don't want to be poison. I don't want to battle.
What cemetery are you?
Who is your father? No, that's the kind of cemetery you can leave, brother. Because he said, look at the cemetery. You can go to the left. Well, if you go to the battle cemeteries.
Yeah.
You can leave those.
That's where.
So, amen, Brother Gilbert.
Praise the Lord. Yeah, Brother Stephen said, John 7:70, if any man will do his will, he will know of the doctrine, whether it be of God or whether I speak of myself. Yeah, this. It's connected to Christ Object Lesson 112.2. Very deep. One can be so smart, they are not. What is this? Oh, Sister Hannah posted a picture. Let me see this. It says, when there is no foundation, many people are dying a slow death because their hope lies in the traditions of the church only and not in Jesus. Have a relationship with him, not a building. Make sure wherever you assemble that the foundation is Jesus. Because, you know, when you, a lot of people know when you say, church, they talk about building. Yeah. About the, you know, the establishment like that. What denomination? Yeah. They don't know that church actually in the Bible is
the believers. The church, the word church means called out.
Ecclesia. The calling out. Brother Ali said, John 7:15, and the Jews marveled saying, how knoweth this man letters, having never learned? Have you been to Bible college? Yeah, same thing. Sister Mary Hill, I met a woman who thought, once saved, always saved. I witnessed to her to let her know she must repent, etc. Oh, praise the Lord. Pastor Albert, remember the church we saw next to a cemetery?
It was funny one time, and Josh was in the car. There was a cemetery on the right. Remember that?
Had to replace a pipe going across the street.
It's all this is what Josh said.
Well, Doug's,
we saw it.
The fight began at the close to the grave.
Oh.
And then I guess they put it in, and then they covered it up with dirt. So he was saying that this one tried to
escape. You thought it was trying to escape from that tree.
It looked just like it because it started at the tombstone.
Yeah, it looked like he was trying to tunnel out of the graveyard. It was a Catholic church. On the road. This big cathedral.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
What does it got? A laundromat, a bar, and some house, right?
And we noticed that too, that in cemetery there's a lot of crosses like that.
Yeah.
And look at the churches now. They have a lot of crosses.
Yeah.
So talks about you know that.
Did you call it cross maps?
Brother Gilbert said, I said it before and I'll say it again. Satan is so intelligent, he outsmarted himself.
Yeah.
Or such kind, they can't themselves.
Yeah.
Sister Danny, I literally was just talking with some brethren about going to a Bible college when I first gave my life to the Lord, since I wanted to truly learn more of the scriptures. Praise God, I never went. Oh, the Lord gave me the education from on high. Amen.
Good.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Like John the Baptist,
You got a better education, Brother Alex said, free of charge, you just have to reinvest the talents. Amen. Yeah. Amen. So we're in now.
Yeah. We do another sentence.
Okay. We'll do another sentence.
We should end at the beginning of another paragraph. Otherwise, we're going to have a hard time finding it next week. So where are we?
We are here in
443.1.
Yeah, but the people of God will not be misled. The teachings of this false Christ are not in accordance with the scriptures. His blessing is pronounced upon the worshippers of the beast and his image. The very class upon whom the Bible declares that God's unmingled wrath shall be poured out. And furthermore, Satan is not permitted to counterfeit the manner of Christ's advent. There you go. The scriptures teach that as the lightning cometh out of the east and shineth even unto the west, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. Matthew 24:27. That he cometh with clouds, and every eye shall see him. Revelation 1:7. That he will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God. 1 Thessalonians 4:16. That he will come in his glory and all the holy angels with him. Matthew 25:31. And will send his angels with a great sound of a trumpet, and they shall gather together his elect. Matthew 24:31. Those who have received the love of the truth will be shielded from the powerful delusion that takes the world captive. By the testimony of the scriptures, they will detect the deceiver in his disguise. Praise the Lord.
We'll figure it out next week.
Yeah.
But I want to share something here about the trumpets.
Yeah, the trumpets. Yeah.
Because we already knew when I studied up all that. But one of my children emailed me a couple, 3 years ago. Remember when Park was stretching the atmosphere and messing around and targeting and causing earthquakes in other areas? And that's why about 10 years ago, somebody asked a certain politician in China, why did he bow to the Americans for some particular thing? And the guy literally said on camera, it's because America has an earthquake machine. I don't know if you remember seeing, it looked like somebody was turning a dial. I got the video. And somebody was happens to be looking out of their window, and they looked up at the clouds, and the clouds were changing colors, really like someone's turning a dial. Well, sometimes when you stretch the atmosphere like that, depending upon the weather patterns and the jet streams, it'll make this really weird trumpet sound. And it sounds like it's coming from the heavens. Remember?
Yeah.
And I says, no, but that's a harbinger for Satan to use, acting like he's Jesus. Make all these noises. And then all of a sudden he peers up. And I'm wondering if he's going to do that.
Yeah, I'm going to say a trumpet.
Yeah, he did that in Hollywood movies.
That big
spaceship one.
They always make these loud noises.
But when he said here, he will he will send his angels with great sound of a trumpet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
So he gonna compensate that trumpet using that harp or whatever.
Because I mean he's basketball. You know, they're using it for warfare. Satan always does that. He'll trick somebody in, like the government guys with the billions, trillions of dollars, to go ahead and do this so that you can make more money. But in the meantime, I'm gonna use it for this over here and you're not even gonna catch it. Like they're doing with Kern. You can go to Walmart, buy a Ouija board for $20, but Kern, they're spending trillions to step into the fourth dimension and conjure a demon. You just go get a Ouija board, but he's going to use that too. The thing is with these, because there was just a video the other day when I was doing the research for my updates, and it's a new video that just came out last week where people all around the world are concerned they're hearing these trumpets in the air and they don't know where it's coming from. Mm-hmm. And the scientists are acting like, we don't know what that is. Well, they're the ones turning the dials.
That's a good one.
You can
make a blog on that thing. Just a short insight about the trumpet like that, what we are hearing it. Because I think in YouTube they are showing this too, yeah?
Yeah, diagram of it.
Oh, yeah, there's a bunch of
things. Yeah, it does. What it looks like and everything and how it works.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, Sister Danny said, another clue for us to know that Satan's fake coming is that the plagues have to fall before Jesus comes back anyway. So if the disobedient say that they saw Jesus and yet do have the boils, then he didn't come.
And it's funny, how the people with the boils, why aren't they calling out their fake Christ to heal them?
Because Jesus had to move the stone. Mankind can do, can only do what he can do. So you go get those Sabbath keepers killed off, and I'll do what I promise you. Boils will be in the moment.
Brother Elijah, Religious Liberty Crisis, page 14. The crisis is now upon us. The battle is to be waged between the Christianity of the Bible and the Christianity of human tradition. Acts 5:29, Isaiah 8:16-20. Yes, Sister Stephanie said they have a Holy Spirit version now. It's a fake spirit. Yeah. He mentioned the Ouija board. They made a Holy Spirit version. Brother Gilbert, regarding the sound in the skies, I have a question. Have they, brethren overseas, confirmed this? The sounds?
That video that I saw just last week was from a bunch of different countries, not just America. So, yeah, it's overseas.
Yeah.
And global, they're saying it's, because it was like a news broadcast where they say they're hearing mysterious sounds all around the world. They say.
So not only in the States, but
all around the world.
Around the world now.
And it wasn't even an American news broadcast. I think it was like Britain, Australia, or something like that. It was one of those.
Mm-hmm. All right. God bless, Sister Pam. Thank you for coming. Love you. Have a blessed week. Yeah, that sounds like a trumpet, is what Pastor Nick said earlier.
Yeah, it does. When you hear it.
When you hear it.
Those videos, This was years ago when I got the email from one of the kids. And I watched the video, and it sounded like a bunch of trumpets.
Mm-hmm.
And she got scared. And I showed the prophecy, said.
Okay. So we're gonna continue the next paragraph 443.2. To all the testing time will come. Oh, thank you.
Thessalonians 4:16 about the
Trump. Yeah, the 4 Thessalonians 4:16. You will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God. And also in Matthew 24:31, he will send his angels with a great sound of a trumpet, and they shall gather together his elect. Yeah, yeah, we have a song.
It's a song.
Song?
Yeah. The manner of grace.
Yeah, it's like a testing sirens. But yeah, 1 Thessalonians 4:16 and Matthew 24:31 about trumpet.
Oh. Yeah, what Matthew 24:31.
Yeah.
Just the numbers. The names are easy. Okay. So we're locking in on that one paragraph?
Yeah.
4:4:3:2.
4:4:3:2.
Shut up, you can't right there, it should pop in.
Right.
But I'm going to plug yours in. It just keeps on. Well, no, I'm going to look at the wife.
I think this is song.
There's no song.
I think no. There's no song. Yeah, we're done. So, closing prayer. No, no, see, I think Sister Danny thought there's a song.
Somebody's going to sing?
No.
Come on, what are you going to say? Give us a song. It's in your blood.
Okay. Heavenly Father, thank you once again for blessing us with this study. It's such a joy when we all study together. Not just the guys, but the guys and the girls are doing it. It's such a blessing, Father. Thank you for it. And thank you for the additional new information that you have blessed us with so that we could just grow and share our faith with others. And thank you for blessing this week ahead of us so that we can not only be blessed with more understanding as we go into our studies each and every day, but when we share it with those you send our way. In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.